This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
صحبه أجمعين. وبعد يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أم المؤمنين قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The tonight collection Imam Muslim read to us by عائشة أم المؤمنين. And the theme of the makruhat الصلاة or the unrecommended actions during prayer or surrounding prayer is what I'm covering till the end of this week. And then next week, of course, we're in the second week of Rabi al-Awwal. So we'll talk about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for a number of weeks after that. We'll talk about his description alayhi salatu wasalam as the custom that scholars have followed for the last 1,000 or more years. And we'll call, inshallah, start that next week. But I do want to cover the 7 or 8 most famous or important makruhat or unrecommended actions in salah. There's a lot. Depending on the madhab that you study, you will find a different list. So I'm not following a specific madhab, and I'm not going to cover all of them within one madhab. I'm just choosing the unrecommended actions, the makruhat, that I find to be most relevant and that are most spread amongst people, that I observe a lot amongst people who are praying, offering their prayers in masajid and outside of masajid. And hopefully, inshallah, we talked about yawning, we've talked about excessive movements, we've talked about praying towards pictures or with a picture on the floor or having distractions. We talk about wandering with your eyes. These are all makruhat. None of these things should happen. And today the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam offers another two actions that are unrecommended for salah. قَالَ لَا صَلَاةَ بِحَضْرَةِ الطَّعَامِ وَلَا وَهُوَ يُدَافِعُهُ الْأَخْبَثَانِ أَوْ يُدَافِعُ الْأَخْبَثَيْنِ. So what this means is that you should not, the first one is unrecommended for you to pray when food is being put there. Actually, if it's Sahihain and Bukhari and Muslim, both of them, alayhi salatu wasalam says in another hadith, قَالَ إِذَا أُقِيمَتِ الصَّلَاةُ وَحَضَرَ الطَّعَامُ فَابْدَأُوا بِالطَّعَامُ. If iqama happens and there's food, start with the food. With difference of opinion among scholars regarding this topic, by the way, depending on the madhab that you're studying. But the concept is there. and of course, there are conditions for that to be followed. But the idea here is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, when if you're coming for a meal or you're hungry and the meal is there, then you shouldn't go and pray. Because most likely you're going to pray very, very quickly. And you're going to pray with almost no, it's going to be a useless, there's nothing there because you're thinking about the kebab and the hummus and whatever else is waiting for you. And it's hot, so you need to make this quick so that it doesn't become not hot anymore, and then people are going to not be happy with you. So you should eat first and then go out and pray, unless obviously eating is going to cause you not to be able to catch the prayer altogether. That's a whole different story. And the other one is وَهُوَيُدَافِعُهُ الْأَخْبَثَانِ. This is a phrase in Arabic that means if you need to go to the washroom. If you're in a position where you need to go to the washroom, either whether it's number one or number two, makes no difference. You shouldn't go and pray and then do your business. No, go do your business first and then pray, because it's the same problem. It's the same problem. You're going to be praying very quickly because you're not comfortable and you don't feel that. What the Prophet is pointing out to us here for the makruh is don't pray in a position where you're going to be rushing it for a reason that is sensible. It's sensible to rush when you're hungry. Because you're hungry and the food is being put, and whoever made the food is out of respect, you should eat when the food is presented. And it's sensible to rush when you have to go to the bathroom. So when it's sensible that you're going to be rushing for a sensible reason, go ahead and do what you need to do first and then pray so that you're not... Now, I can spend another 15 minutes talking about... There's a little point here that we don't... The reason the Prophet ﷺ is saying this is because to him, salah is not something to get out of the way. Okay, this is to him, salah is not something that we need to get out of the way so we can go. No. Salah is one of the main courses. it's a main course of the day. So it's not something that we need to quickly get out of the way so we can sit and eat and whatever else we want to do. No, it's a main course. It takes its time. Isha is the most valuable thing that you've done in the last hour. Even if you sat here listening to this dars for another half an hour, and we did tasbih and we did salah ala nabi, we did qiyam and all of that, it's Isha is more important. It's the main course. So the Prophet ﷺ wants you to see it that way. So don't do it when you're in a hurry. Don't do it when you're rushing it. Don't do it when you can't focus. No. Get those things out of the way so that you can focus on your salah. Out of adab with standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's makruh to enter salah when food is there because it's not appropriate. You're not going to do it well. And it's makruh to perform salah when you need to go to the bathroom on either side. Because his mentality, alayhi salatu wasalam, regarding salah was a little bit different. And we have to bring that back. It's the mentality that I want you to think about here. Is don't look at this something I need to remove out of the way. No, this is something that you give it its time. It takes 5 minutes. Give it a solid five minutes where you're not rushing for sensible reasons. Wallahu ta'ala alam. I think it's an important makruh that we should think about. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لا صلاة بحضرة الطعام ولا وهو يدافعه الأخبثان. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. شهد أن لا إله إلا أنت.